life never really slows down, does it? You know, just like a million things happening all at once. at this point in my life, I feel like I'm in a ring, KO'd, just repeatedly getting punched in the fucking face. And it's really challenging to deal with. I'm not interested in hiding anything. I'm not interested in, you know, playing it out that I have it all figured out. I'm not interested in, you know, communicating that I'm already there. Life is fucking hard. It really is. It's very challenging. And I suppose that I could make it less challenging by doing certain things. But I don't do that. And therefore, life is challenging. It really is. I want to start off by talking about relationships. Because there was something that I was thinking about 30 minutes ago. Actually talking about it. I was doing a YouTube video on this subject. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm kind of transitioning from unhealthy and abusive dynamics in relationships to healthy dynamics in relationships, right? And I kind of think of it as, it's like if you can't be what you can't see, right? Like if it's totally out of your mind that you can be something because maybe you've never seen it done, right? Maybe it's also equally as difficult to be in a relationship that's healthy if what you've always known is unhealthy and abusive dynamics, right? I know that I'm not the only person that has run away from healthy dynamics because of beliefs of unworthiness, of inadequacy. You know, maybe the anxious attachment shoots through the roof and the, you know, red alert goes off and, you know, your system is just not computing the respect and the kindness that it's being served by an individual. And so you run, you know. Grounding with healthy dynamics and relationships after coming out of relationship dynamics that are unhealthy and abusive, it's kind of challenging. It really is. Also, not only that, but have you ever spent years receiving unsolicited advice and after that you find somebody who just allows you to be yourself, allows you to be your own autonomous individual, right? And doesn't pressure you or force you to do anything, right? It's kind of a strange dynamic because I've been so used to receiving unsolicited advice my entire life. And then when finally somebody asks me, you know, how I feel about it, what it is that I want, what it is that I need, right? And then not only that, but like allowing me space to just like sit with that and understand that and what that means. That's a whole different space. It really is. Finally not being a fucking narcissistic extension of somebody else where they give an unhealthy fuck about what you do with your life because it affects their status. You know, if you're not going to college, if you're not I don't know, doing XYZ, the vision that they have for you, then, I don't know, you're a worthless piece of shit and they don't want anything to do with you. Obviously, that's not healthy, right? The more I heal and the more I see unhealthy dynamics in relationships for what they are, the more I realize how many unhealthy dynamics I've experienced with people. It's kind of scary. It really is. But it's also liberating at the same time. And it's different because it's like, oh, well, I mean, I can feel totally safe with another human. That's fucking crazy. I've never had that before. I don't know what that's like. And if I get it, would I actually run away from it instead of trying to maintain it, right? It's wild what a belief of unworthiness can do to an individual, especially when it comes to sabotaging a fucking relationship because you learned a belief that you're just not worthy of healthy dynamics. And not only that, but like, man, when you learn unhealthy dynamics, right? When you learn abusive dynamics, and then of course because of that and repetition, compulsion, and all of that stuff, you just continue to repeat patterns that are unhealthy and abusive, and you choose people that are unhealthy and abusive, and they reinforce that. So it's basically a prison, right? It's a prison of just continued over and over again reinforcement of your belief that you were raised with, that you are unworthy, and that's all that there is to it. And so getting beyond that and learning to disidentify away from that and not get sucked into that, and to hopefully not run away from dynamics that are actually healthy, is the challenge here. I'll call it a challenge because it is challenging, at least in my own experiences. I'm calling it for what it is. But, you know, like, maybe you've been called stupid or an idiot by somebody, right? And, I mean, I'll be honest. I have been called that by multiple people throughout my life. And I've never liked it. I mean, I don't want to say obviously, but obviously. Who the fuck wants to be called stupid or an idiot by somebody, right? Who wants their sense of self to be chipped away at? Who wants their self-esteem to be degraded because they're in a relationship, whether platonic or romantic, with another individual that is unhealthy, that is abusive like that? You know, I definitely don't want that. And, you know, have you ever been called stupid or an idiot by somebody and then you communicate how you feel about it and that you're not happy with it, and then they call you too sensitive for your reaction to their abuse? How wonderful is that when that happens, right? they abuse you, and then you have something to say about it, and then they punish you for having something to say about it. Yeah, I'm done with those dynamics. I don't need that. I really don't. I'll pass. I don't need to be called stupid. I don't need to be called dumb. I don't need to be called an idiot. I need to feel safe with people. And quite honestly, I'm starting to feel safe with people. I'm starting to discover people that are actually at least somewhat healthy, right? They might not be the healthiest people out there, but they're at least somewhat healthy. And that's what makes the difference. That's really the difference here, is that change in direction, right? And I might be fighting myself on this. I might be looking at the entire situation and being like, this is too hard to do. Maybe I should just go back to allowing people to treat me however they want to. Because, I mean, again, I'm not interested in hiding anything. This is really fucking challenging. It really is. It's challenging to be different. It's challenging to do different. It's challenging to choose different, right? When you have a belief in your mind that you are unworthy of respect, of love, of kindness, of safety, right? You're not going to seek out people that are safe, that treat you with respect and kindness and love, right? And so just allowing yourself to actually choose differently is the trick here. It's the gamble. It's the change of wind, you know? You want to head in a different direction on the sea, then you've got to change the direction of your sail, right? And that might be challenging, especially for somebody who's used to being so disrespected, right? And by the way, I've been there. I really have. I've been in multiple relationships with people, both platonic and romantic, where I've been treated like fucking garbage. Absolute shit, you know? And it's not fun. Do I deserve that? No, I don't. Does anybody deserve that? No, they don't. Do people tolerate that and settle for it because that's what they've been comfortable and familiar with? Abso-fucking-lutely. Have I done that myself? Abso-fucking-lutely. It's challenging to change. It really is. It's challenging to challenge what you've been through. That's just the reality of it. Happy Sunday, everyone. Take care.